Connecting with people is crucial for any small business. We want to make sure that we're able to write our content in a way that anyone can understand, especially our ideal clients. We want to let them know that, hey, we have a solution to your problem, and I think we'd be a great fit. Hey, if we haven't met yet, I'm Sarah with Sung & Co., and I'm here to help you maximize the power of your unique brand. Today, I'll be focusing on writing content so that anyone can understand your message. I'm not sure if you're a TV watcher, but there's a great commercial going around right now about a dad trying to teach something to their kid. TV dad enters the scene, who's played by Carl Winslow from Family Matters, and says the exact same thing. But somehow, TV dad is able to get through the kid, even with the exact same message. Not quite what I'm trying to say, but moral of the story is, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So let's get into it and talk about writing content so anyone can understand our message. Number one, keep it simple and avoid industry jargon. If you're an expert in your field, you'll know all the technical terms related to your field. But our potential clients are not experts in your field. Otherwise, they wouldn't need our services, right? Your industry jargon is probably like a foreign language to them. So keep it simple and write content in a way that's easy to understand. Number two, break down information into bite-sized chunks. I don't know about you, but I get so overwhelmed when I have to read tons of information about a subject I know nothing about. So in order to help your audience understand what you're trying to communicate, just break large amounts of information down into easy to understand chunks. Breaking things down helps simplify your content in a way that's more relatable and keeps your audience focused and engaged. Number three, use everyday words and relatable examples. Use everyday words to help your audience understand what you're trying to say. Again, they won't be familiar with industry jargon, so use words they already know. Some say you should write content as if you're talking to a five-year-old. This idea helps you be more straightforward with your content and explain things in a way that's easily understood. If you use industry jargon or other complicated words, you're probably just going to distract your target audience because they're so focused on trying to decode what you're trying to say rather than actually listening to what you're saying. Even using examples that your audience can relate to can really connect and bring your message home. So if you look at any successful comedian, their jokes are so funny because we can actually relate to them. We get it. When we as an audience understand what it's like, we're able to connect. So we want to be able to do that when we're writing our content. Number four, write your content as if you're having a conversation. If someone's struggling with adding personality into their content, I always encourage them to write things out as if they're talking to a friend. Not all of us are good writers. I'm definitely not. It takes me so long to write things. I spend so much time reading, rewriting. It literally takes me hours. I have to read things out loud when I'm writing or use tools like voice typing. If you're not familiar with voice typing, I can literally just talk and it writes everything out for me. It's honestly been a game changer since I started using it, and my content sounds more like me than an encyclopedia. Without doing those things, everything I write sounds like a snooze fest. Number five, ask your audience if they understand. Sometimes asking your audience questions help you know if they're tracking with you or not. So let's say you're on a call with a potential customer, ask them if they have any questions or if you can clarify anything if they're not 100% sure about something. Better yet, if you can think through questions that they might ask and address them before they even ask them, they'll feel like you're in their heads and that you understand what it's really like to be in their shoes. It's just a really great way to start building trust and connection. Six, use visuals that support your content. Studies show that when you combine words with visuals, people are more likely to remember and learn what you're trying to share. But sometimes people can get carried away with design and start to over-design things. They want their content and visuals to look quote-unquote pretty, so they end up just adding a bunch of elements they don't really need. When you add a bunch of graphics to your content just because you feel like it, instead of creating something that connects, the content ends up looking cluttered and becomes very hard to read. When you're creating content with visuals, make sure you're intentional about the type of visuals you're using. Visuals can actually help illustrate ideas, give more clarity on certain topics, and create more impactful presentations. But Try not to add things just to add things. Be very, very strategic and intentional. And our last point, number 7, explain industry jargon in a simple way. I know I mentioned earlier that you should try and stay away from industry jargon as much as possible, but sometimes you can't get away with it. I've tried. So if you do need to include some industry jargon, be sure to explain what they mean in a way your audience can easily understand. So one of my nieces, she's in first grade. She's super smart. I love talking to her because it helps me remember that sometimes I just assume people understand what I'm saying when they actually don't. So when I'm talking to her, sometimes she'll stop me and ask me what things mean. And not everyone will stop and take the time to ask you what something means. In the business world, if you confuse your audience, they'll most likely just go somewhere else and find what they're looking for. So if you do need to use some of that industry jargon, don't just assume your audience will know what you mean. Take a quick second to explain things in a way they'll understand to avoid any confusion. You want to be crystal clear on what you're trying to say. So to recap what we covered today about writing content so anyone can understand your message, we want to make sure that 1, we keep it simple and avoid industry jargon whenever possible. 2, break down information into bite-sized chunks. 3, use everyday words and relatable examples. 4, write your content as if you're having a conversation with a friend. 5, ask your audience if they understand what you're trying to say. 6, use visuals that support your content. And 7, explain industry jargon if you have to use it in a very simple way. That's it for now. Until next time, happy branding.